All right, we're back in my house, Rosie on the house, and we're talking with special guest Dr. Sky, who's in this morning talking about what we're going to be able to see from our, with our feet firmly planted on planet Earth. And you've got a long history of bringing people into the sky through public events.
We're so proud of this, Rosie. As a corporation, Dr. Sky Inc., tonight we're on the Dolly Steamboat, a special event. And not to be a narcissist here, but my birthday is the 30th, and 2 years ago, we did a special Dr. Sky birthday cruise. Usually at this time of year, people think, well, it's too cold to be on the lake, but tonight, many, many guests will experience the nighttime sky. And again, to that cruise tonight, we're going to be sailing at around 5:30, a 2.5-hour cruise onto, as I like to describe it, Arizona's original Junior Grand Canyon.
Folks, we've been on that cruise, okay? And the Dolly Steamboat is a large platformed event, venue, and Dr. Sky has these unbelievable laser flashlights. You have to be licensed with...
Well, you don't have to be licensed, but let's put it this way. You don't want to, here's the warning for everybody. You don't want to have these and fire them at aircraft because that's illegal. And you certainly don't want to shoot them in your eyes. They're very special high-powered lasers.
Oh, man.
Putting it mildly.
So he stands on the boat deck... And it's a big boat. It's not, lots of room for everybody. And you're going to be served a dinner during this entire event.
Yes.
And Dr. Sky gets you in positions where you can look out and watch his flashlight. And he'll point to this and say, well, this and that. And
we talk about.
Here's Tinkerbell. And
just like we said before, we talk about what you can see. And we love to do this because people are so fascinated. Literally, everyone's starving for this knowledge. So the next Dolly Steamboat Cruise, folks, if you'd like to join us, and we welcome that. And thank you, Rosie, for having your family on a few years ago.
It was great.
February the 24th, Saturday, February 24th, we leave dockside at 5:30. So the simple way to do it, go to dollysteamboat.com or call them, 480-827-9144. 480-827-9144. And just request the Dolly Steamboat Dr. Sky Cruise, February 24th, Saturday, dockside 5:30.
We were really fortunate on our tour. We were able to see the bighorn sheep that was
amazing.
Watering down by the lake and scuttled up the cliffside. You showed us the International Space Station that crossed the sky that night.
We had a passage of that, and we'll be calculating those. Sometimes you get to see amazing spacecraft up there. But it's really a great place, Rosie, as we were talking about the dark sky so close to downtown Phoenix as the bird would fly, maybe 30 miles. You were 40 miles at max. You get to experience the sky, let's say, as it was back in the 1940s.
Oh.
And maybe even earlier.
And we that particular tour, we had invited Rosie on the House listeners, and we had family show up.
That was beautiful.
We filled the boat. I mean, that was a great, great evening. So, folks, if y'all are looking for a great family activity, this Dolly Steamboat Cruise on Canyon Lake with Dr. Sky is one to put on your bucket list. But
Thank you.
Not the only thing you do.
No, we have a land, we call it a land tour also. We do a lot of other things, but... The Lost Dutchman State Park, as Sue Black has been talking about all the wonderful parks and the new acquisitions and new activities, I do a special program there once a month. The next one is Saturday evening, February the 17th at 6:30. And this one is where we can bring out the larger telescopes because on the boat, it's a little impossible, if not impractical, to have the telescope as you're moving.
That would be tough. That would be tough.
It's like trying to keep up in a treadmill and you're not winning. But that's a beautiful event as people describe it. We've been getting about 80 to 100 people. Joining that. And
is that too big a crowd? Does everybody still get their eye in the scope?
Rosie, I make this commitment, as I said off air. I stay there for as long as it takes, so every single person, as they would want to come there. We have so many little children. We had Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, you name it. People, of course, that had a little difficulty getting to the observing of through the telescope. We'll stay there. I'll be there. But the point is this. The monies that the people pay, a $7 per car admission fee, we donate all that money to the state park. Because a long time ago, as Sue Black has talked about, there was, of course, a little bit of a crisis here. She knows it better. A lot of these parks may have been slated, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For being on the chopping block.
A couple were shuttered, and then the local communities came back in and said, no, you're not closing this state park. We're going to get involved as a community and keep it open.
So we're very proud to be here in Arizona to do that. And I do a lot of other events. So there's another big thing we have monthly, and people can call me or go to the website, drsky.com. I'm doing a lot up in Sedona Rouge. There's a special resort there that we do a special evening on the third floor patio, a beautiful restaurant, a very high-end, beautiful cuisine at Red's Restaurant is served there. But it's a beautiful resort and a spa called the Sedona Rouge Resort, and we do that monthly, and a lot of other places. We could go on ad infinitum.
And these are all educational and extremely entertaining.
Right. Absolutely. It's not a sales pitch for products. Yep, nope. I mean, we do that in our other venues. This is truly, if you and your family want to come out and experience something that you really don't get to do, and I like to call it, it's kind of the staycation for people, even if it's a one-night event.
Oh, so, and we've got a couple events coming up. I mean, you had the solar eclipse. I mean, you had a little road trip for that one, didn't you?
That was amazing, Rosie. Yeah. Up in Rigby, Idaho, near Rexburg.
Yeah.
That was amazing. We had Michael O'Connor. We had all of our people who do the production here. We shot a nice DVD, which will be out, that we can post up on YouTube and our website soon. But no, that was an amazing event. The next one, Rosie, for us in America, the total solar eclipse, that is going to occur April the 8th of 2024. And we're making preparations to be in downtown Dallas, Texas.
It's Dallas, isn't it?
Yeah. Right in Dealey Plaza would be a great place to watch it in that historic and
Wouldn't that
location.
Be a historic amazing. Sensation?
It'd be amazing.
Oh, man. So 2024, next solar eclipse. But we do have another eclipse coming up here in just a couple days. And that's where I'm going to want to take you and visit right after this. We're going to take a little break. It's Rosie on the House with Dr. Sky. We'll be back with the next upcoming eclipse. And I'm telling you, this isn't something you have to wait light years for. This is just in a couple days.